This question is mainly for people who are practicing with the audio course. It refers to a method that's a central pivot of that course. So anyone who isn't doing that audio course, you might find that some of the terminology and references in what I'm about to talk about might seem a little bit confusing. The question goes, in the early stages of the meditation, I find there's a lot of things happening at the same time, especially thinking, hearing, and rising and falling of the breath. And I find my mind going into overdrive trying to note everything at once. Should I just note the most dominant thing, or try to note them all at once? And then there's a second question, which I'll refer to later. Okay, so to the first part of your question, if a lot of things are happening at the same time, then that's what you observe. That's what you know. That's what you note. Don't try to note past it. If that's where your attention is, then note that. And you can note it as whatever you like. Confusion, or messiness, or whatever comes to mind. The word that you're using doesn't really matter. It's just a device. So you're always noting exactly what your attention is on. Even if you don't know where your attention is, then note don't know, or drifting, or lostness, or whatever. Because that's where your attention is. So let's look at how this noting might go in a meditation. Let's say we've caught you at a certain point where your attention is resting calmly on the main object. And you're noting rising as you feel the belly rise, and then falling as you feel the belly fall. And then you might notice that your attention goes to something that your mind is thinking about. So you note thinking, and then the attention lets go of that, and it goes to a sound in the ear. So you note hearing. And at that point, let's say, you lose your attention. It seems as if a lot of things are all happening at the same time. So you don't try to sort out the mess. Just note what's happening now, which is, of course, messiness, or restlessness. Whatever note comes to mind. So you see what I'm saying. You only note what is happening now, as it's happening. Because that's the purpose of the note, to help you stay aware of what your attention is doing in any one moment. In this, there's an implied question that is behind this act of noting. And the question is, what is my attention doing now? And now. And what is it doing now? And now. This is the question you're asking yourself all the way through meditation. It's the central pivot that meditation circles around. What is happening now? So perhaps the main object is happening now, rising, falling. And then what's happening now? Oh, sound, hearing. And what's happening now? Seeing. And now, thinking. And now, boredom. And now, anything and everything, if you're paying attention to it, can and must be noted. Emotions as well. If you notice sadness, let's say, then note sadness. If you notice happiness, note happiness. If you feel frustration, then note frustration. If you feel the pain in your leg, then note feeling, or pain, and so on. And if everything is happening together, as I said, just note confusion, until attention comes back into awareness, so to speak. And then you bring it back to the main object and start again is usually the best way to go. So now there's another point that is attached to the point that I've just made. Whatever you note, it's essential that you know it as you note it, however brief that may be. And what I mean by this is, as you note whatever it is, know it as what it actually is instead of what you think it is. That is to say, pay attention to whatever happens as a simple event, either a sensation in the body or a simple activity in the mind. Nothing more. Don't allow the mind to start concocting onward. And if it does start thinking about it, then note thinking, and observe this event of thinking, however briefly. So you get the drift. You're always focused on what's happening now. If you're on the main object, then that's what's happening, rising and then falling. Wherever else you are, that's where you are. So to use a metaphor, it's like you're surfing an endless wave of what's happening now. And you're riding this wave of what's happening now on the surfboard of the notes, if you like. It's the notes that keep you afloat in each moment. It's the notes that keep you from sinking into this sea of mental concocting that we fall into so easily. So now to the second part of your question, which is, in the latest stages of meditation, I'm finding my mind noting is falling away by its own accord, and I'm able to just spaciously be with whatever arises. Should I let that happen, or should I force myself to continue mind noting? Yes. If stillness arises, then note it and be with it. Just let it happen. But here's the rub. It's very easy when stillness happens to find yourself drifting away. It's such a seductive state, and so stay vigilant. And if you find your attention drifting away into dreaming about things, then go back to noting, because otherwise your attention will carry you away into concocting and reacting again. So the practice is not to sit just doing nothing. It's to maintain consistent awareness of what your attention is doing in every moment. And this brings me to my last point, and perhaps it's my most important point. In the audio course that you're now practicing, there's a very clear progression leading up to mental noting and preparing for it. So it's very important that you keep in integrity with this progression, to be ready for mental noting when it comes. And this progression should last for at least a few weeks before you begin mental noting. And the progression goes like this. As you know, first we learn to relax the mind and body in basic relaxation. What we're doing there is we're creating an environment where we can begin the work of training the mind. After you've gotten used to that and you're okay with it, then you begin basic meditation, training the attention to calm down and focus on only one thing, even if it's only for a minute or so. You need this ability so that when you come to mental noting, you can see things clearly in every moment in order to note them. And only then, when you feel comfortable with basic meditation, should you then move to mental noting. Because if you skip the first two steps and just dive in using mental noting, it most likely won't be that effective because your attention is still too hyperactive to know any one thing long enough to note it. Your attention's not trained to be able to see things clearly enough. And so you'll find that you keep losing your attention, or things will seem to be happening all at once, cascading almost. And this is because, as I said, you haven't trained your attention to calm down and do one thing at a time, moment by moment. This single-pointedness that you're training the mind in when you do basic meditation is called samatha, and it means tranquil concentration. And the noting, the mental noting when you come to it, that's a method of vipassana, which means insight. And conventionally, these two things always go together, samatha and vipassana. Samatha leading to vipassana, vipassana supporting samatha. Samatha without vipassana is just an empty, though pleasant, passing of time. And vipassana without samatha is pointless, because insight can't happen if the attention's untrained and agitated. So let's review the basics of what we're doing. Our objectives are twofold. First objective, you must practice being still and get to know it and develop a relationship with it. And that's what you're doing in basic meditation, as I said. And the second objective is, once you've taught the attention to be still, only then do you set it loose in the wider environment of the mind and begin practicing mental noting. So at that point, whenever attention moves from the stillness of the main object and attaches to something else, no matter what it is, we use the note to prevent the mind from concocting further than the most basic truth of what it's attached to. And the most fundamental truth of anything is that it's simply an event in either the mind or the body. A sensation, if it's the body. Nothing more. And so when you note something, that's what you're reminding the attention of. That there's nothing to think about. There's nothing to react to. And at that point, the attention will let go. And if it doesn't, then you note it again. You're reminding it again and again until the attention does let go and returns to the main object, if it doesn't get distracted by something else, at which point you note that. And so even though you are quite active noting all these things, the end effect is one of a growing sense of stillness, because you're using the notes to continually clip away all of the concocting that ties the mind and the body up in knots. And the more you practice and time goes by, this stillness becomes more noticeable. And there comes a time when you can let go of the method itself, that is, of mental noting, and just sit and be still. Because after all, mental noting is just a tool, and when its purpose has been fulfilled, you put the tool down. But that's quite a way away yet. Until then, note everything. Thanks very much for listening.